say?
Henbei.
If it was small and had a clasp on it for carrying coins, you would call it a
pocketbook.
What does a woman wear around her wrist?
Watch.
Suppose there are a lot of little things strung up together and used to go around your neck as an ornament. What would you call this?
Beads.
What do men wear to hold up their trousers?
Belt.
What do you hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
What is the last thing you put on a bed?
Spread.
The fancy cover. What would you call a fancy cover?
Coverlet.
Yeah. At the end of the bed, you put your head on a?
Pillow.
Do you remember using anything at the head of the bed that was about twice as long as a pillow? That bolster didn't go part way across the bed, it went?
Part of the way.
It didn't go part of the way across the bed, it went? It didn't go. That bolster didn't go part way across the bed. It went
all the way.
What do you put on a bed for warmth?
Quilt.
A cover that has some kind of batting in it.
Quilt.
Things made out of patchwork.
Quilts.
Lined.
Blanket.
If quite heavy.
Quilt.
What would you call a bed cover that is old-fashioned and headpieced out of scraps of old leftover clothes?
Comfort.
What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor that children would especially like to sleep on?
Pallet.
We expect a big yield from that field because the soil is very
rich.
The flat lowland along the stream overflowed in spring and plowed later.
Washed away?
Low-lying grassland. A low piece running through it. A field that might be good for nothing other than raising grass, clover, and alfalfa for hay. Suppose this was some land that had water standing in it for a good part of the time. What would you call that?
Swampland.
Would it be big or small?
Could be either.
The place where salt hay grows along the sea. What different kinds of soil do you have in the field?
Clay and sand.
Suppose it was part sand and part clay. Would you have a name for that? If they are getting water off the marshes, you say they are. Now suppose you had land a bit swampy and you wanted to put it to cultivation. What would you do to the land to get the water off?
Drain it.
What would you call the thing that you dug?
Trench.
Are there other names for that? Shallow arm of the sea, a tidal stream. Narrow bit of water that flows in and out with the tide. Deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or in a field about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across.
Gorge.
If there has been a heavy rainfall and the rain has cut out a channel across a road or field, you call that place a where it's washed away. Okay. What do you call a small stream of water?
Branch.
Is there anything smaller than that?
No.
Anything between that and a river?
Creek.
Small fresh water stream?
River.
Small bit of fresh water flowing along.
Branch.
All right, can you name some streams in your neighborhood?
There's branches. River.
Name them. Remember the titles.